Let's talk now with head coach Christian Arteburn. You're making the switch from football now to basketball, coach. And, you know, as you and I talked, a little recap of football, giving some of those kids some time off. You're battling some injuries. You just, correct me if I'm wrong, you just started practice, what, Monday of this week, didn't you?
Yeah, we just finally got in the gym Monday and still battling a few injuries here and there. So Monday hit the fundamentals hard, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, try to put in everything you can put in for games Thursday, Saturday. So it's a quick turnaround, but the kids needed that week off, and so still battling a few injuries here and there, but hopefully we can get healed up and kind of survive the month of December here.
Well, everybody understands, no question. All the folks that follow basketball understand. Yeah, it was a long football season, and you got to give a little time off to some of those guys to take a breath of air a little bit before they begin the basketball. So, unfortunately, you play a bunch of games here, two this weekend, three next week. I mean, it's not just like one game a week would kind of help you a little bit. You're playing five in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it's kind of a brutal schedule here to get through December and get another break for these kids. But like you said, we got Med Valley tonight, and we have Maywood Saturday, and turn around and play Maywood Tuesday again for the cattle trail. And that cattle trail is very competitive. It's a long week. You get three games in a week, but. And then you turn around the week after that and you go Alma Arapaho. So we have a kind of a grind here to make it through December, but we'll continue to get better each and every day. We're in the gym and use these games as opportunities to get better and hopefully pick up a few wins when we can.
When you get everybody healthy, and that's going to hopefully be sooner than later, you've got some outstanding kids that, like we saw football on the basketball court as well. Houston Billiter had a phenomenal year last year, all-conference player. A kid that could score 20-25 more points a game. Jacob Barber, Derek Kelly, those three guys right there back for you are going to be scoring, I would think, a lot of your majority of your points this year.
Yeah, we were talking about that as a coaching staff the other day. We gotta have 20 to 25 out of Houston every night, and then Derek and Jacob have got to put up double digits. And I believe Derek last year he averaged a double double, and he's got to at least do that again this year. And Barber's got to be a little bit more of a scoring threat for us this year as a junior. And then you got a young freshman in Brody Hammond that's going to have to score 5 to 6 a night for us and play good defense for us to be successful. And then you're talking guys. Like Dylan and Colin and Alex that are fighting for that fifth starting spot and are going to play a lot of minutes off the bench for us too. And they're just going to have, everybody's going to have to play their role, whether it's Houston scoring 30 a night or maybe Brody scoring 10 a night. Everybody's going to have to play their role for us to be successful here. But you mentioned Jacob, Derek, and Houston, and that's kind of our core group. And then everybody's going to have to be great role players after that.
Hey, talked about Brody. Watched him in the summertime, watching his junior high, his eighth grade, very quick guard. Brody's not the tallest kid in the world right now. Hopefully he'll get a growth spurt here soon. But, boy, the kid's got some handles. He can handle the ball. He can shoot the ball. That's really going to help your team out.
Yeah, he handles the ball really well, and like you said, he's a little bit undersized. He's a Hammond, so he won't grow until he's a junior. So he's a little bit undersized, but he's going to give you everything he's got. He knows his role is to handle the ball and play good defense and then go ahead and knock down some shots when he gets the opportunity. And he does shoot the ball really well for a freshman, and he's going to be asked a lot this year as a freshman, and I think he'll step up to the plate and do that for us.
You bet. And you mentioned the schedule. Med Valley's got kids coming back. Maywood Hay Center's got kids. Everybody you face, in fact, got to play Maywood Hay Center. Just the way the cattle trail brackets came out, got to play them here on Saturday at their place, come back and play them in the cattle trail for the first round.
Yeah, and I thought that was a little bit unfortunate. You got to play them two times within a week, but it is what it is, and that's a good basketball program. So whatever happens Saturday, we'll learn from that and change accordingly and give them another good shot and turn around on Tuesday and give them another good shot. And Colby does a great job over there at Maywood, so they're, I'm sure between Saturday and Tuesday we'll see something different from them too. But just schedule-wise, from the first game to the last game, we have a really tough schedule, and you get into RPAC games. Everybody in the RPAC is very competitive and very tough, and I saw their district came out today, and it's an all RPAC district. So from tonight's tip-off till we end our season, wherever it ends, it's a very tough and competitive schedule.
And finally, Coach, I do believe you have a former player kind of helping you coach this year on the bench. Is that right?
I do. Dylan Hoffman's going to help me this year, and he's kind of a full-time assistant coach, and then You might see a little bit of Mr. Billiter on the bench helping us too, maybe coming out of retirement a little bit too. So we have a very good coaching staff that works well together, and it's nice to get a former player involved. And I know a couple of years ago I asked Dylan to coach the third and fourth graders, and he did a phenomenal job with that. And we had an opening this year, and I asked him if he wanted to be a part of the program, and he does. And we're early into the season here, and he's got a lot to learn, but he's done a great job. And it's always fun to get someone involved that you had the opportunity to coach.